Hi, Surya.
Hello, Miriam.
I think the year is around and contemporary Indian film festival, it's here again.
Yes, it's going on. It will be held in the auditorium at Bharat Nivas for on the Friday 2nd, Saturday 3rd and Sunday 4th. We will have six films, two films per evening, one at 6 o'clock and one at 8:30 or 8:15 p.m. And it's a panorama of contemporary cinema, as you said. It's films that have been made in 2010 and mostly 2011.
Are we going to see the premieres?
Actually, those films have been touring in a festival. Oh, of course, the festival, the International Film Festival of India in Goa, where it's every year there is a big festival. And they have been shown there, and some of those films have been touring in other big festivals, like in Europe, in Asia, or in Canada. They are supposed to be the best films of India. It's a cinema of... it's not Bollywood cinema, it's a cinema from the different states of India, the regions, in all their different languages. You have Marathi, you have Malayalam, you have one Tamil film and Bengali.
So we can expect some quality.
Yes, you can expect quality. We normally choose the less commercial and more accessible to people, but with a meaning and well-made. Some are more into traditions of India, and some... One especially is very contemporary, Calcutta, one is a docudrama, the Tamil film, about the end of the conflict between the Sri Lanka and the Tamil refugees. I mean, it's a strong film, but it's very interesting, and we have not been accessed to this topic so much, so it will be interesting.
Which film is that?
It's Sangadal. It's made by a young lady director and also produced by a young lady producer. They are based in Chennai, and they have made a very courageous film, of course facing a lot of difficulties, but nevertheless it was shown in Goa in the film festival, and we are happy to screen it also.
Directors are mostly students or already famous directors, or how is this that point?
It's mostly new filmmakers with debut film, but one is a veteran, is Mr. Gautam Ghose, very well known film director from Bengal. He made films from the early 80s. He's still a very prominent director in India. We wanted to invite him, but he couldn't make it really.
Maybe next year. Besides the films, they're going to be screening Bharat Nivas, yeah? Is there any, like, a round table or any other presentations? Any of the directors is coming?
No, unfortunately, we really counted on Gautam Ghose. It would have been really interesting because he has really a very good background. He's an excellent filmmaker, and he loves cinema, and he has a great knowledge. But because he doesn't come, it was a bit difficult to organize. We thought we could have also some directors from the Directorate of Film Festival in Delhi, the organism which organizes all festivals in India and abroad. But also they don't come because they have a big program in May, and they are into selections of films and for giving the awards for the National Cinema Award.
Somehow it seems the year started with all of us really, really busy.
Everybody everywhere is like running like mad. It's it's a hub everywhere.
So even the film is not exception. But still out of because it's supposed to be the panorama, or at least one thing event, and it's not a regular cinema. Is there anybody going to introduce the films before or something?
Yes, we always make it a point to have somebody who introduces the film, so that it makes more impact on the audience. No, it's not a regular film show like the Friday or. So if we have we have some young people helping us, and maybe I will be there also. We will make it like more warm event, no?
So the organized is by you and some volunteers, and who else?
Oh, it's mainly our film composed of Gerard and myself, Surya, and we always have volunteers from Auroville and from outside also, coming and giving us a hand. So that's really, and of course the technical team at Bharat Nivas, like Jean and Ridjou and many others.
Okay, if we go back to the details, I mean the practical details, the film's gonna be seen when, where, and at what time?
So, all the screenings are in Bharat Nivas, the auditorium, Shorobindo Auditorium. It starts at 6, with a film at 6 and the film at 7:45, and in between there is a tea break for those who want to enjoy both films and will have quite a hunger in between. And I must say that all the films are in their original language with English subtitles, and also they are all projected in 35mm film projection. And this is thanks to the collaboration with this organism in Delhi, the Directorate of Film Festival of India, and Sayer, of course, who supports us for many years.
So we can sit in the fifth row in the middle and enjoy the normal size of the film and watch it, yeah?
Yes, exactly, Miriam.
If we check out that really nice poster, we see, I mean, there are six titles. Which one you recommend? Or can you tell me something about them? Maybe that one that looks like a classical Tamil or something.
Tamil movie, yes, it's not Tamil, it's from Kerala in Malayalam language, and it's interesting, it's based on Hamlet, and it's in the context of traditional Kerala old times, and with a lot of, with the Kalaripayattu martial art tradition, with those ancient families fighting each other, you know, it's Hamlet, so it's treason and fight for power. And I think I've seen a part of it, and I think it's a good movie with a lot of reference on for Tamil.
What about this one? It seems, I think, in Hindi.
It's a Marathi movie, Balgandharva. It's very excellent. It's based on the life of a very famous male singer of the 19th century in Maharashtra. At that time, it was British India, and no female actress could be on stage. All female roles were played and sung by men. And it's a story of a wonderful singer of that time, and he was always performing as a lady. So it's a true story, and of course it's a romance in a beautiful film with wonderful melodies, and it's really great.
What about that one? It looks like a modern one.
Oh yes, Memories in March. It's a Bengali film. It's very contemporary subject. It's I shouldn't reveal too much. People, you should see. It's very, it's relationships, and there is this mother who has lost her young son, and she goes in search of his. She goes basically to collect all these belongings, but she meets his close friends, no, and she discovers many things.
And it's she really does probably discover the side of her own son she didn't know.
Absolutely, she didn't know at all. And it's very well made, very well acted, with very great actors.
And I believe this one is from, it's about Sri Lanka and Tamil Nadu.
Yes, exactly. This one is Sangadal, So it's about the fishermen and the refugees, the fishermen from Tamil Nadu and the refugees, the Tamil refugees who came from the sea to land in.
They were swimming.
Yeah, they were on small boats and they encountered with the Navy of Sri Lanka and the Tamil police. And it's a lot of witness.
That one you said is more documentary. Eh?
Yeah, it's a docudrama because she has included a little bit of acting, but by the fishermen themselves or things like that, and interviews, even including the police. And yeah, it's quite bold. Yeah.
We will keep the copies of these films in our videotheque?
No, we cannot because we show them in film. So it's big boxes.
Yeah. Oh.
And there is no DVD for those films. Maybe you can find... I'm not sure because, you know, DVDs, we have a background from an Indian film director who told us that for him it was very costly to make a film, and to make a DVD was also costly, and he is from Bangalore, and he said, I've spent I don't know how many lakhs of rupees, and I've sold 5 DVDs in Bangalore, and soon after, the copies were everywhere, and of course, he spent all his money, and so it's something like this. It's the Indian film directors don't go so much for DVDs. You have to catch the films when they are shown.
Okay, Surya.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.